You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
Live,
online,
smartphones,
the 702 app,
DSTV channel 856,
92.7,
and 106 FM.
What favors are you giving out to people, and what favors are people asking of you? At home, in the workplace, with your friends. I know that money is a common one, but when does that tap of favors start to run dry? Like, it's too much now. Now I feel like you actually need to be paying me. Or now you feel like, I'm a burden, I'm a problem. And I want you to take a listen to this very, very serious voice note, because it touches on the heart and soul of this discussion. 011-883-0702 in the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702.
Hi, Relebogile. This is Z from Sandton. I have a friend of mine who's a government employee. She gets paid on the 25th of every month. Now I have a problem. On the 19th or the 20th, I know that I'm going to get either a call, a WhatsApp text, or an SMS from her asking for money. We do not speak the entire month, but I know on those dates, I have this debit order that will call me or text me. I want to tell her politely that she has exhausted all her favors from me. How do I do it? I need Radio 702 to please, please, please help me with this.
So my suggestion, I love what she says, this debit order is going to call me on the 19th asking for money. So I want to hear from all of you. What are your suggestions to what is being asked here? How do I tell this person? I feel like I would not answer the call and leave them to get to the point where they're sending now the SMS or the WhatsApp. And the response would be, the number you have dialed is not available indefinitely. And we go to the lines. Grad Win in Johannesburg. How are you?
I'm all right, and you?
Good, good.
Good, yes.
Yes, talk to me.
Say again?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. When they start doing me wrong, that's the end of the line.
What do you mean by doing you wrong?
So when someone asks for a favor, you help them the first time, or they make a loan from you. When they don't bring it back, or when you need a favor and they can't come through for you, that's it. Yeah, then the next response is just, I can't, I don't have, I'm not in town, or something, come up with something smarter than this.
So if they don't pay you back on time, but what if they call you to say, listen, I know I said I'd pay you back on such and such a date, I'm a little bit delayed, can you give me 4 days? Is that for you, them doing you wrong, or the fact that they called means that they still respect you?
If it's late every time, then it's not
an excuse. Yes, yes. So you'll have a problem with that. And I feel you on that one, Gradwin, is that there's a certain line that can be crossed where it's now feeling like, you're doing me wrong. So now the favors, the tap of favors must close. Busisiwe in Soweto,
hi. Hi, Relebogile. I just sent a screenshot, actually.
Yes.
I had the same experience in the morning. But you know what? With me, I can't say no if I have it. I just can't. And it sometimes it's from the same person. But now they bring it back month end. They pay it back. But now if I have it, I can't say no. I can't bring myself to say no, because I think it's, okay, what if I, you know, one day I would really, really need this favor from someone and they can't help me. So, yeah, I also need help to be able to say no.
Busisiwe, I need to ask you a question. Do you like peace?
Yes.
You like it, ne, in your life? So, does this situation that keeps happening, does it bring you peace?
Oh, it doesn't, but I feel glad that I have that person, because, I mean, they do, you know, bring it back. They do pay me back. But now, I would not feel good if I said no and I had it. You know, I would not be able to sleep at night.
So let me ask you something, Busisiwe. Are you a parent by any chance?
Yes.
So I get it as a parent. You know how sometimes mama has to do something and you feel bad, but you know long term it's a good thing.
Yes.
So I get it. I also am that person who's like, if I can do it, I'm going to say yes every time. But then I realize I actually prefer peace in my life. Wait. So what do you think will happen if one day you say, "Ish, my friend, me too, I'm suffering. Good luck. I hope you get sorted." What will happen?
You know, I don't know. I mean, if I have it, I would.
But what if you? What if you need it? What if you need it at some point because something happens, and then, like your whole relationship could be broken down over 500 rands, for example.
Okay, if I need it, obviously I would say I don't have it. But if I have it, I would give it to them.
Okay. Okay, Busisi, you sound stressed. So my only offering to you is, if you like peace, babes, you must do peaceful things. Do things that bring you peace. Stembele in Soweto, how are you?
Hi, how are you, Lemtile?
Good, good.
Favors, it's a thing of the past. That's old school, you know. We don't do favors anymore. We do flavors nowadays, you know what I mean?
What are those?
Flavor, you know.
What are flavors?
No, flavors, if you come to me, you want to borrow cash, whatever, you know, when you have to pay it back, you have to, you know, put something on top, you know what I mean?
Oh!
So it's not money related.
Yes.
You want a favor for me.
Yes.
I mean, you guys to put something, you'll get my flavor, you know what I mean?
And the thing is, the reason why I agree with you, ne, Stembele, is because yes, we grew up with that thing that, you know, if you borrow someone a skaftin, they bring it back with food inside as a thank you. If you borrow somebody's
definitely
car, you return it with a full tank. But
that's what it is.
But times are tough. Not everybody can afford tanki. So what must happen?
I know, it's flavor. You know, it's 2023. They gotta get with the program or get deleted.
Yo. So what?
That's what it is.
What if the favor?
I mean, I've got a 16-year-old.
What if the favor is not money? What if the favor is more of, Stembele, I know, I saw the company you work for. They've put out a position. I need a favor. Can you make sure that HR knows my CV's there? It's on top, and then they get the job. What is the flavor you're expecting for the favor?
You know that song by James Brown called The Big Payback? So you gotta come back with that song when you get paid. Give me that big payback. You know what I mean? That's the flavor right there.
Stembele, I hear you loud and clear. Thank you so much for your call. Zipo in Qebega, how are you?
Hi, Rulebu. I'm good, yourself?
Good, good.
Good. Favors, Rulebu, you always have to start with a you, if you're a female. So if someone's asking for money, you must say, you, why didn't you tell me yesterday? Or you, and then do that a couple of times.
Did you hear I did that? When I said to Musisi, I said, the next time this person calls, you must go, woo, Linna.
Yes.
Oh, also me. Woo, babes, I hope we can find a solution.
You must say, ish. How much fun is all? You know, then do that 2-3 times, problem solved.
Zipo, so you are the one that has the money, but you're saying no anyways because you don't want problems.
You, where do I get money?
Oh, Zipo. Look, those of you that struggle to say no to people, that is a brilliant, brilliant deterrent. Henry in Reimser, how are you?
I'm wonderful, thanks, Leo. How are you?
Good, good. So tell me about you and favors.
Well, I put it very simple. I think, you know, favors are all about having a favor account. And when it comes to family, it's a matter of having this unconditional plan to say that, okay, I can do as much as I can for them, but only up until the point of exploitation. I'm sure we're all familiar with, you know, being taxed by family in certain circumstances.
Yes.
And when we deal with friends, for instance, that is where that favor account comes into play. For example, I helped you last month, or I helped you here, and you keep seeing, you take it from there. Mm. However, in the returning of your favor, the same way banks do interest and the likes thereof, there should be a little of interest that should be returned.
Mm.
So I think you'd be able to know when to, you know, release a favor or when to decline a favor based on your relationship with that person.
Mm.
And knowing that maybe in the future I might have to return a particular favor of that same nature. So that's really where I'm at with favors.
Look, and I also think maybe we need to open our minds up to what I think they call it, human currency, something along that line, but it's to do with the fact that sometimes you know what a person is strong at, so maybe they're not in a position to ever loan you money. It's just they'll never be in that position, but maybe what they can do is like run an errand for you. Or maybe they can pick up your kids from school for you. Or maybe they can say, let me help you with your tax returns. So I also think the like-for-like favor exchange might not work. If you're a group of people and everybody has their different strengths, there are those people who are constantly asking for money and they'll never be in a position to be the ones to top you up or say thank you. But they might be the ones who say, I know you're hosting on Saturday. Let me come early to help you.
Indeed.
Yes, yes. All right, Henry in Remsig, thank you so much for your call. Let's go to, is it Fair in Boksburg? Hi.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. And you?
All right. Concerning your topic, you know, the biggest problem is family.
Yes.
You're in a position, maybe you're doing better with, and then financially, you know.
Mm.
And then, you know, they help them. Then it becomes every month like a normal thing to them. You know, you have to help them. You have to give them money.
Mm.
And now I've decided, you know, I just want to phone, you know, my sisters and find out how they're doing.
Mm.
And the first thing is they're complaining. You know, how they're struggling and stuff. And they know that you're in a better position than them.
Mm.
So I've just decided now that... you know, I told them, you know, this ATM has been bombed. It's no more working. You know, it's closed.
Mm.
So if I do find you, you know, to find out how are you, I don't want to hear about your problems, you know. I want to hear how are you doing as my family. You know, so that's the one thing concerning family. Because they don't borrow money, they ask you for money.
Mm.
And sometimes you just decide just to give them the money, not to ask them back. But now that thing has stopped now, you know, in terms of for the family giving the money.
And I think you're right with that on the giving the money, because if you value the relationship and you don't want to have problems in future, so if somebody says, please, can you borrow me 5,000 rands?
Yeah.
And you know you don't want to deal with the stress of chasing after them and the likelihood is they won't pay you back. They advise you, say, you know what? I can't borrow you 5,000 rands, but I can give you 1,000 rands.
Exactly.
And then they must figure out the rest and you're not chasing after them to pay you back.
But that's the problem, you know. They expect you because they know that you got money, or let's put it that way, you're better off than them. So they expect you to give them the money.
Yo, that's a tough one. Can you imagine being Oprah Winfrey, where you can't say, I don't have this month. You should have come yesterday. And she speaks a lot about it in interviews, about how at the beginning of her super, super success, where people knew this woman is rich, rich, that she didn't know how to say no, until people had to be like, please look at the other billionaires around you. Do you see them giving family and friends money every week? They don't do that. Hey, so she had to learn. But imagine being Oprah Winfrey. And you say, can I have $50? I'll pay you back, Miss Winfrey. And then she says, you should have phoned yesterday. Let's go to Maremo in Soshanguve. How are you?
Hi.
Yes.
You know, I've adjusted mine. You know, I just started working like literally a week ago. And now I've been to everybody, like you borrow 500 for petrol for 2 days.
Mm.
Tomorrow you're going to somebody and And when I look at when is the month end, tough.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's one of those. I've run out of favors from, because you can't go and borrow another one after another one.
from the same person. So we're just jumping around.
From different people?
Yes.
Have any of them said to you, hey, I can't anymore, I can't be helping you?
Hello?
Have any of them said to you, I can't help you anymore?
No, I haven't gone back. I don't want to go back to the same person. I just jump around.
But also, don't be that guy now that one day when someone says, hey, Marama owes me, and then six other people go, me too, me too.
That's the thing, that what do? You go back to the same person, and when they give you, it's like, oh, I only have 300 rand. So you take that 300 rand, go to work. Tomorrow you can't go back to them. Now you must go to somebody else.
So is the issue that you're not able to pay them back, or you are paying them back, but you don't want to bother them?
No, literally, I just started working, so I don't have money to pay.
No, so you know what? I think your situation is different, though. If these are people that are close to you, they'll understand that if you just started working, you need money to go. So I think have an honest conversation. If it's somebody close to you and you know, but I also, the pride thing, if you don't feel like I want to go back to the same person, but maybe it's easier to owe one person than it is to owe 10 people. Maremo in Soshanguve. We'll come back to your calls and your WhatsApps after Eyewitness News.
7:02 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
24 minutes to 2 o'clock, and we're talking about favors running out. Like, when should you stop asking this person for favors, be it please borrow me money, be it please work late, and how do you tell a person, listen, the favors are finished, you cannot come here anymore, the tap has run dry? 011-883-0702 in the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702. Let's go to Sam in Joburg. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Relebogile, how are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
I am very well, thank you. So just to comment on the whole favor thing, you know, look, I've experienced this, you know, with family, unfortunately, and it's, you know, look, I will say it's a very hard thing to say no, but you have to say no. Because, look, I mean, I've experienced this, you know, where it's no longer just becoming the asking, you know, it's give me some money. And it always is, you know, an issue, you know, I need to, you know, have petrol to go to work or whatever. But what I've discovered is, you know, look, I'm actually impoverishing myself by, you know, doing these things, because a lot of the times the request is urgent, and you know, I'm going to have to take out money from my credit card, you know, just to help them. However, you know, I've just had to say, you know, on many occasions now, listen, no, I can't do this anymore because you're not helping me. And by the way, when I need help, where are you? You're nowhere to be found. And the money never gets paid back. And you're right. You know, just in order to protect the relationship, you just have to say, I think a good way to approach it is, you know, look, I think we're all in a bit of a situation right now, but I can't, you know, I'd love to, but I just can't. I just can't help you. You know, you find out that, you know what, these individuals survive.
Yes.
They make a plan at the end of the day.
Yes.
And it's very manipulative a lot of the times, because what you do find is that most of the time is they can make a plan. It's just because they become so used to you giving them money all the time. But, you know, I can get this guy.
You become the easier target because they don't sit with the anxiety of that urgency of needing to pay you back, because you may have allowed it to continue for so long. So I get you completely, and I do completely agree. If you want to protect certain relationships, have boundaries. That includes sometimes saying no. It's a healthy thing for relationships. Sam in Joburg, thank you for your call. Paulus in Springs, hi.
Look, I'm going to try and sort of outline mine in twofold, and looking at the borrower and the lender. We got a problem, and we're living in a society where people are not sort of really willing to help. And I think if you know, coming from a privileged place, you should find it in your heart somehow just to help others. I think in my view, we if we are blessed and living you know, in a blessing, we should find a way to bless others. Mm. However, we also got a problem with some people, or some, you know, call them borrowers, that are sort of entitled, and there's a sense of entitlement. Somehow they just think that people must help them. You know? And I think that's the problem that we have. So just somehow we should find a common ground and you know, meet somewhere as a people, help one another, and the borrowers at the same time think for the others as well. I think that's my two cents worth.
Thank you so much, Paulus, on that. And just be open, be transparent. It's also okay to know that you can't pay the person back and to straight up say, listen, if you can spare X amount, I cannot pay you back. Be real, as opposed to lying and now giving a person the runaround. Now you're not even coming to that friend's gathering because you don't want to see the person who you said you're going to pay them back. Even when they don't say to you, where's my money? They don't want to be, you know, they feel ashamed now to be seen in public. Just be real. Just be real. Be absolutely real. John in Johannesburg, hi.
Hi, yes. My name is John.
Yes.
I have a wonderful system of dealing with this. I've lent a lot of people money, and whenever I do such, on my phone, where I save their number, I put the amount that they own. And if I add it up, it's tens of thousands of them.
John.
If they phone me 2 years down the line, I know that they still owe me money. And I'll tell them, no, they still owe me from last time. And then what's happened is the problem has faded away. The people who were a problem don't call me anymore.
You're John. John, you are so deep to even change their contact to how much they owe you.
Whatever it takes. Now, otherwise they take you for a fool, you know?
Eish. Yo.
Take you for a fool.
Listen, I'm feeling that one. Maybe I need to consider doing that one. But I also don't want to get upset. So the way I love peace, sometimes what I do at the end of the year, and I'm auditing the relationships in my life, it is the time where I say, this one played me a fool this year. I'm not taking them into the new year. But that also means whatever they owe me, be it a favor in kind or whatever they said they're going to do, I'm moving on. I'm clearing their debt, but the relationship is not continuing. And in the ones where I value the relationship, sometimes I let it slide. Not because I'm rich, but because the relationship is that important to me. Okay, we've got Pindile in Erasmus. Hi, Pindile.
Hi. Mm. Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, fine. Mina, I was saying, when it comes to borrowing stuff, I don't do that because I know I won't return it back.
How? Why?
I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm forgetful and stuff. I won't hide myself from you if I took your stuff, but I don't do that. So normally I ask my sister-in-law, my brother's wife, to lend me some things, maybe money. She's aware that Pindi will not return it back.
Ah, and Pindi.
Whenever I ask for money, she'll be like, it's not a loan. Take it. Even when including some clothes, she'll be like, it's yours.
But so Pindi, what are you going to do the day that the favors really run out and you're desperate?
What am I going to do?
I mean, you know, you don't want to be that girl that everyone knows, don't borrow that one money.
Yeah, but see, that, I won't ask. I guess I won't ask people.
Pindile, yay, don't be that girl. Don't be that girl. Another thing that somebody taught me that they do is that when they lend me something, let's say I want to, you know, take a top from their closet or jeans, whatever, they take a picture of me in it. They take a picture of me in it so that they don't forget that this is the person that took that item. And then you add it to the favorites in your phone. So the next time you go to your favorites, you can see, oh, this person has this thing in case I forget. Here are some of your voice notes.
Hi, Relebogile, it's Tebogo. For me, it's those friends and family members who want to borrow your car. Oh, yes, like. And I couldn't say no, But later on, I decided, if you want to borrow my car, you must pay my access up front. If nothing happens to my car, you can have your $5,000 access. Since then, I never get no one borrows my car. Thank you.
If somebody asks money, especially these ones who ask money all the time, I just say, ooh, Mfana, ish, you know what? You won't believe this. I want the same amount. I need the same amount. If maybe you wanted 500 rand or 200, just, oh, Mfana, that's exactly how much I need right now, boy. Yo, hey, excuse me, Mfana, I want the same amount. Then, get away again. What was this?
Hi, Lebo, Anonymous here. I've got a similar issue. I borrowed my sister money, and when I asked her for my money, she got like very angry with me. That we're at such a point now where she's not talking to me, and it's like more than 3 months. I actually gave up and I wrote that money off.
You see, protect your relationships, folks. If you say you're going to pay someone back on X date and you cannot make it, call the person up. Protect your relationships. Thank you so much for all of your messages and your voice notes.